This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers. With the start of the new academic year here at Ball State, it's time to crank up the Ball State update once again with Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It is good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you here as always. And I understand that the fall enrollment is looking pretty good and that we do have, at least in terms of ages, a diverse freshman class. Could you talk to us about that?
Sure. So I am encouraged with enrollment. You know, last fall, as you may remember, we had about 3,250 new incoming freshman undergraduate students. This year, we're anticipating and have already registered about 3,500 new freshmen. And so we're on track to meet our goal based upon those current registrations. And assuming that follows through to the first week or two of class, that's an 8% increase over last fall. So we're seeing a nice rebound. I was at a freshman convocation on Sunday afternoon, and it is, as you say, a diverse group, still a lot of first-generation students, but we have an incoming freshman who is 16 years old, and we have an incoming freshman who is 66. So it is a diverse group, obviously outliers on both ends of the age spectrum, but we're excited about that. We're also, with respect to new graduate enrollment, we're tracking consistent with the last few years. And as I've shared with you previously, my principal source of concern with respect to enrollment is the retention rates of returning undergraduate students. I anticipate that that critical indicator will be about the same as it was last year, but it's not where we want it to be and where it was a few years ago prior to the pandemic. And so that decline is probably the product of the ongoing impact of the pandemic in terms of, you know, the stress and financial pressures on our students. It's being felt at the majority of institutions all across the country, so we're not alone. But nevertheless, we need to continue our efforts in collaboration with our faculty and staff to support our students so that they can retain, persist, and graduate on time.
So when somebody asks, well, how big is Ball State this year enrollment-wise, what would your answer be?
I would anticipate overall between undergraduate and graduate, we'll have about 20,000 students, give or take a few hundred in either direction.
Well, with 20,000 people, that's a city within a city, and that means there is a lot to take care of, a lot of tasks to do. How's the university's checkbook doing?
Well, we finished last academic year on June 30th with a positive operating margin. I haven't received the final numbers yet, but I anticipate we'll close the book on last year with a positive margin. And that's a testament to a long tradition of fiscal discipline all across campus and grateful to faculty and staff for their commitment. With respect to this year, if enrollment plays out the way it currently is trending and close to our budget assumptions, I think we'll be in good shape. It's still far too early to project, though, the net tuition revenue and all of our expenses. I'll know more in terms of a preliminary projection come October and November. But the data so far is positive, and I assume we will continue to be in a good financial state. We have a very strong and stable long-term financial position as well.
So you don't foresee any staff, massive staff gains, or on the other hand, layoffs based upon where we are right now?
No, I anticipate our employee base will stay about stable through this academic year.
Well, employees have to have some place to work, of course, and construction proceeds apace across campus. Would you update us, please, on the status of the refurbishment of the Cooper Science Building? Because, frankly, I've lost track of it. I thought that a part of it would be torn down, but yet it's being gutted and rebuilt from within. Could you update us on that, please? When it will be finished, what's it going to be used for, and also the remains, I guess you could say, of the La Follette complex. It's almost totally down. Could you tell us about those two places, please?
Sure. So I'll start with La Follette. As you say, the last wing of La Follette is presently being demolished. I would anticipate that that demolition will be completed, frankly, probably in the next few weeks. And then our facility staff and our contractors will turn their attention to turning that pile of dirt into a beautiful park and green space for all of us to enjoy. With respect to Cooper, that project is progressing. So what you're seeing is on the west, like 50 to 60% of Cooper, that's where they're doing the complete restoration. So that is really the next step. When that restoration is complete, which will happen sometime probably in the summer or fall of 23, then they'll complete the demolition of the eastern portion of it, about 40% of it, which will be completed in the spring of 2024. So that's why you see the entire structure remaining intact while they do the restoration of the western portion of the building.
And what will go in the restored portion of Cooper?
Well, several of the various STEM programs, none of the, you know, kind of biology and chemistry and also all of the health professions programs are now over on the East Quad. But I believe it's geology, natural resources, and several programs like that. I don't know the full list offhand.
All right. Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks very much for being with us. And congratulations on the start of yet another school year. Good luck this year.
Thank you, Stan. Always good to be with you, and I'm looking forward to a great new academic year.
Yes, indeed, and we all are as well, I'm sure. All right, thanks very much. And for the Ball State Update and for IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers. Thank you.